Welcome to this deep dive, and we're going to be looking at the work of Dr. Maker Gordabil.
Okay.
And she is a prominent figure in psychology at the University of the Basque Country.
Okay.
UPVEAHU.
Yeah.
And for this deep dive, we're going to be focusing specifically on her contributions to doctoral programs in Spain.
Oh, wow.
She holds the title of catedrática.
Mm-hmm.
And you can think of that like a distinguished professor.
Mm-hmm, okay.
A real achievement
okay.
in the Spanish university system.
I see.
And we're not just looking at a single course or, a brief stint.
Right.
We have course descriptions from 1993 to 2018.
Wow.
So a pretty long view of her commitment to training future researchers.
Yeah, that's a great span of time to see that development.
Yeah.
Hmm?
It really is incredible, isn't it?
It is.
It's a window into how research training evolved over decades.
Yeah.
What struck me was the variety of courses that she offered at UPVEHU, from research in children's play activity.
Oh, wow.
Program evaluation back in 93. To the integration diagnostic through the study of cases.
Okay.
Just a few years later.
Interesting.
Paints a picture of someone deeply invested in equipping students with practical research skills across a range of areas.
Well, and I also think what's so interesting about that is you've got program evaluation and then you've got case studies.
Yeah.
It's like a micro and a macro.
Right.
It's really fascinating.
Yeah. Those titles alone piqued my curiosity.
Yeah.
Program evaluation.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds kind of bureaucratic, but I'm guessing it's way more important than it sounds at first glance.
Right.
And researching children's play.
Yes.
I mean, is that all fun in games or is there a deeper scientific layer to that?
Oh, there's so much to unpack there.
Okay.
Yeah. Program evaluation is absolutely crucial in psychology.
Okay.
Especially when we're talking about interventions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a quality control check.
Oh.
We need to know if these programs that are designed to help people are actually doing what they're supposed to do.
Well, that makes sense.
Oh, right. And then children's play.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a whole universe of research.
Really?
It's not just about kids having fun.
That way.
It's a window into how they learn, how they develop social skills.
Yeah.
And even how they process emotions.
I see.
So much there.
Okay. So it's not just like observing them and like writing down what you see.
No.
There's more to you.
There's experimental design. There's, data analysis.
Wow. Okay. I'm already hooked.
Right.
And it looks like Dr. Gera Gordabil was particularly interested in the intersection of those two areas.
Yeah.
She taught a course called Evaluation of Intervention Programs in Clinical and Educational Contexts for over a decade.
Wow.
So that tells me this wasn't just a passing interest.
Right.
She was dedicated to this idea of rigorously testing programs in real-world settings.
Exactly. And, I mean, think about the impact.
Yeah.
Clinical and educational settings. I mean, those are places where we're dealing with people's mental health, their well-being, their development. I mean, these are high-stakes, situations. Mm-hmm. So knowing whether or not an intervention is truly effective is incredibly important.
Oh, I see.
It's really important.
Yeah.
So you're right. It wasn't just an academic exercise for her.
Yeah.
It seems like she was very passionate about making a real difference.
Yeah. So she's not just teaching these research methods in a vacuum.
Right.
She's showing students how to use those methods to tackle complex problems.
Yeah.
And potentially improving lives in the process.
Exactly.
It's impressive to see that level of commitment to practical application woven into her teaching.
And what's also interesting is that we see this shift towards master's level research training being integrated with doctoral programs.
Oh, interesting.
So it seems like research skills were becoming less about, ivory tower academia.
Right.
And more about equipping students at all levels to think critically and contribute to knowledge creation, regardless of their career path.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
So I'm picking up on a theme here, rigor. Real world application.
Yeah.
A dedication to equipping students to think for themselves and make a difference.
Absolutely.
So far, she's painting a picture of a researcher and educator who's not just adding to our knowledge base,
right,
but also shaping the very way we approach research.
Absolutely. And that influence wasn't limited to UPVU.
Okay.
Dr. Gordabil was collaborating with other leading institutions in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, she was actually involved in a joint doctoral program.
Oh, wow.
Between the Complutense University of Madrid, UCM, and the Autonomous University of Madrid, which is UAM.
I see.
So that kind of national recognition speaks volumes about her standing in the field.
Wow. So she's reaching across these universities, training generations of students.
Yeah.
Always with that focus on rigor and real-world impact. Okay, I'm ready to dive deeper.
Okay.
What did her work look like in these collaborative settings?
Well, in this joint program, she led a research track for several years titled Research in Creativity, Design and Evaluation of Play Programs.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And this is where things get particularly fascinating. Remember our earlier conversation about children's play being more than just fun and game?
Oh, yeah. That really caught my attention.
Yeah.
So she's connecting play with creativity in a structured research setting.
Exactly.
This sounds like a whole other level of insight
into
how children learn and grow.
It is.
Wow.
And it raises all sorts of intriguing questions.
Yeah, like
how do you measure creativity, especially in a context as free-flowing as play?
Right.
What specific elements of play foster creative thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Can we design play programs that intentionally boost creativity in kids?
Oh.
These are the kinds of challenges that Dr. Gara Gordebiel and her students were tackling. And remember, this is all still tied back to that core idea of rigorous evaluation.
It's like she's taking this seemingly simple activity play.
Right.
And elevating it to a subject worthy of serious scientific inquiry.
Mm.
I love that approach.
Yeah.
It's playful, but also incredibly methodical.
It sounds like her in a nutshell.
Yeah, and her influence extends even beyond these two universities.
It does.
She was also invited to give a lecture at the University of Valladolid.
Wow.
Another testament to her national reputation.
Okay.
And guess what the topic was?
Let me guess.
Okay.
Something about play and its impact on child development.
You got it.
Okay.
The lecture was titled, Play Program 10-12 Years, Experimental Evaluation of Its Effects on Socio-Emotional Development and Creativity.
Wow, so specific.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Again, that emphasis on rigorous evaluation shines through. But now she's focusing on a specific age range and a broader range of developmental outcomes.
Yeah.
This is more than just academic theory. Mm. It's about understanding how to create interventions. That can help children thrive.
Absolutely.
And that brings us to a question.
Oh.
For you, dear listener.
Okay. I like where this is going.
Given Dr. Gara Gordebiel's focus on play-based interventions and rigorous evaluation, what implications do you think her work might have for addressing real-world challenges in education or even society at large?
That's a great question.
We'll be back after a short break to explore that question further.
Can't wait.
All right, we're back and ready to unpack those real-world implications.
Yes.
It's amazing to think about how Dr. Gara Gordebiel's work could ripple outwards.
Yeah.
Influencing everything from classroom practices,
mm-hmm.
parenting strategies,
to
therapeutic approaches.
Right.
Where do we even begin?
Well, it's a rich tapestry, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But let's start with that lecture at the University of Valladolid.
Okay.
The fact that it was focused on a play program for 10 to 12-year-olds, I think is really telling.
Oh, totally. It's like she's zeroing in on a crucial developmental period.
Absolutely.
Those preteen years can be such a roller coaster emotionally and socially.
Yes.
I'm already imagining the possibilities here.
Exactly.
Right.
Think about it. Mm. Kids that age are navigating peer pressure.
Yeah.
They're figuring out their identities.
Right.
Maybe starting to grapple with more complex academic and social expectations.
Right.
Play can offer a safe space to experiment with different roles.
Oh, that's interesting.
Learn conflict resolution skills.
Nice. Okay.
And even build resilience.
I see what you're saying. And they have Dr. Gara Gordebiel bringing that lens of rigorous evaluation to the mix.
Yes.
It's like she's saying we can use play strategically to help kids thrive during this tricky stage.
Mm-hmm.
But let's make sure we're doing it in a way that actually works.
Precisely. And by sharing this research in a doctoral program, she's not just presenting findings. She's inspiring a whole new generation of researchers to investigate play's potential in this specific developmental context.
Mm-hmm.
It's like planting seeds for future discoveries.
I'm struck by this consistent thread of experimental evaluation.
Yes.
Throughout her work.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a personal mantra.
Right.
Don't just assume.
Test it.
Test it.
Yeah.
It speaks to such a deep commitment to evidence-based practice.
Absolutely.
Something I think we could all use a little more of these days.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah. I mean, in a world flooded with information, opinions, quick fixes, that commitment to rigor is essential.
It really is.
Dr. Gara Gordebiel is modeling critical thinking, not just for her students,
right.
but for all of us.
It's making me think about how easily we accept things at face value.
Yeah.
Do we really question our assumptions?
Good point.
Do we seek out evidence before forming these strong opinions?
Right.
These are skills that Dr. Garagordabil clearly champions.
Yeah.
And they're invaluable in any field,
mm-hmm.
not just academia.
Absolutely. It's about moving beyond gut feelings.
Yeah.
And embracing a more thoughtful,
mm-hmm.
evidence-based approach to understanding the world around us.
Yeah.
And that ties directly back to her emphasis on research methodology.
Right.
Not just as a set of procedures,
yeah.
but as a mindset.
Okay.
A mindset of curiosity, skepticism,
yeah.
and a dedication to seeking truth.
You know, it's also interesting to note that all of these courses were taught in Spanish.
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah, it highlights the importance of research and knowledge creation happening in languages other than English.
Absolutely. Science is a global endeavor.
Right.
And it thrives on diverse perspectives
yeah.
and voices.
Dr. Garagordabil's work is a reminder that groundbreaking research, innovative teaching can happen anywhere,
mm-hmm.
in any language.
Well, I love that.
It's like we're expanding the conversation,
yeah.
bringing in these new ideas
yes.
and approaches that might otherwise be overlooked.
Absolutely.
That cross-cultural exchange is so vital for pushing the boundaries of knowledge.
I agree.
And it enriches our understanding of human behavior as well.
It does.
Different cultures might have different ways of playing.
Right.
Learning or even expressing creativity.
Exactly.
By studying those variations.
Yeah.
We gain a more nuanced
mm-hmm.
and comprehensive view of what it means to be human.
I like that.
So we've got this incredible researcher and educator
mm-hmm.
influencing multiple universities.
Yeah.
Generations of students.
Mm-hmm.
Even pushing the boundaries of how we think about something.
Right.
As fundamental as play.
As play.
Yeah.
It's truly remarkable.
It really is. And as we delve deeper into her work,
yeah.
I can't help but wonder about the ripple effects.
What do you mean?
What kind of impact did all those students she mentored go on to have?
Oh.
How did they apply the skills and knowledge they gained from her courses?
Yeah.
It's a reminder that the influence of a dedicated teacher
mm-hmm.
extends far beyond the classroom.
That's such a powerful thought. Yeah.
It's like she's creating a legacy of inquiry.
Yeah.
A network of researchers and practitioners.
Right.
All connected by this shared commitment.
Yeah.
To rigorous exploration and real world application.
It's beautiful.
Okay, ain't it? I'm hooked. What other gems are hidden?
Okay.
In this treasure trove of course descriptions.
Well, let's shift gears for a moment.
Okay.
And look at a specific aspect of Dr. Garagordabil's work that caught my eye.
Okay.
The intriguing relationship between play, creativity, and socio-emotional development,
mm-hmm.
especially in those crucial preteen years.
Oh, I'm all ears. That combination sounds fascinating.
Mm.
It's like she's cracking the code
mm-hmm.
of how play can be a powerful tool
yeah.
for nurturing well-rounded individuals.
For nurturing well-rounded individuals, absolutely.
What did she discover?
Well, one of the things that stood out to me was her focus on the experimental evaluation of play programs.
Okay.
So this wasn't just about observing kids having fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was about meticulously designing research studies to understand the specific ways play influences children's development.
Okay, that's where her scientific rigor
yes.
really shines through.
Exactly.
So what were some of the methods she used?
Right.
I'm picturing her with a clipboard,
uh-huh.
meticulously documenting every giggle and high five on the playground.
Well, while I'm sure there were plenty of diggles and high fives,
yeah.
her approach was much more nuanced than that.
Okay.
She utilized a variety of techniques,
mm-hmm.
including standardized assessments to measure changes in children's behavior skills and knowledge.
So it's not just about subjective impressions.
Right.
It's about collecting concrete data.
Yeah.
To track real progress.
To track real progress, exactly.
That makes sense. But play is so fluid.
It is.
And spontaneous.
Yes.
How do you capture that complexity in a scientific study?
That's the beauty of it.
Oh.
Dr. Garagordabil and her students had to be incredibly creative
yeah.
in designing these research studies.
Okay.
They used detailed observation protocols, conducted interviews with children and teachers,
wow.
and even incorporated physiological measures to understand the impact of play
okay.
on things like stress levels and emotional regulation.
Wow. It's like she's bridging the gap between
yeah.
this playful, free-flowing nature of childhood and the rigor of scientific inquiry.
Exactly.
It sounds like she's not just studying play. She's playing with research itself.
I love that way of putting it.
Yeah.
And that playful spirit is woven throughout her teaching as well. It's not just about dry lectures and textbooks.
Right.
It's about fostering a sense of wonder.
Yeah.
Encouraging students to approach research with a sense of joy and discovery.
It's contagious, isn't it?
It is.
That passion for learning, for uncovering hidden connections, for making a difference in the world.
Yes.
It's like she's passing the torch to a new generation of researchers, empowering them to ask these bold questions and seek meaningful answers.
And that perhaps is her greatest legacy. Yeah. It's not just about the specific courses she taught or the research findings she published.
Yeah.
It's about inspiring a lifelong love of learning. And a commitment to using research to create a better world for everyone.
I love that.
But that begs another question for you, our listener.
I'm on the edge of my seat. Lay it on us.
Given the depth and breadth of Dr. Garagordobil's work, what aspects of her research do you find most compelling?
Yeah.
And why? We'll be back after a short break to delve into your thoughts.
Okay.
And explore the lasting impact of her contributions to the field of psychology.
We're back and ready for those listener reflections. Mm-hmm. Always curious to hear what resonates with our audience.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that research isn't just happening in labs and universities.
Yeah.
It's sparking conversations and inspiring new ideas out in the world.
I think Dr. Garagordobil would be thrilled to know that her work is having that kind of impact. She seems like the kind of educator who genuinely cares about making research accessible. And engaging not just for academics, but for everyone.
You know, as we've been unpacking her career, I've been thinking about all those students that she mentored.
Yeah.
What kind of impact did they go on to have?
I know.
Did they become professors, therapists, researchers?
Right.
I'm picturing this whole network of individuals out there carrying her legacy forward in ways we might never fully grasp.
That's a beautiful image.
Yeah.
And I think it speaks to the power of mentorship. You know, Dr. Garagordobil wasn't just teaching skills and concepts.
Right.
She was nurturing a passion for inquiry,
yeah,
a commitment to rigor, and a belief in the power of research to make a difference.
Yeah.
These are the kinds of values that stay with you long after you leave the classroom.
It's like she's planting seeds that continue to grow and blossom even in unexpected places.
Beautiful.
And those seeds might take the form of a new therapeutic approach, a groundbreaking research study, or even just a parent who approaches playtime with a renewed sense of purpose and understanding.
Exactly. And that ripple effect is something we often overlook when we talk about the impact of research.
Yeah.
It's not just about publications and citations. It's about the ways in which knowledge transforms lives, shapes communities, and ultimately contributes to a better world.
To wrap up this incredible deep dive, I'm left with a sense of awe at the scope and depth of Dr. Garagordobil's contributions. She's a reminder that education and research aren't just about accumulating knowledge.
Right.
They're about empowering individuals.
Yes.
Igniting curiosity and inspiring a lifelong pursuit of understanding.
Well said.
And for our listeners, I hope this deep dive has sparked a renewed appreciation for the power of play.
Yeah.
The importance of rigorous evaluation and the impact that one dedicated educator can have on countless lives. And who knows, maybe you'll be inspired to explore some of Dr. Garagordobil's work firsthand.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll discover a new research question.
Well.
Or even be inspired to mentor someone on their own intellectual journey.
That would be great.
The possibilities are endless.
They are.